Saginaw's own question mark and Mysterian. Forgot his real name. Martinez, I think it was.
That's right, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Born in Mexico, but raised in Saginaw.
Saginaw. 8:52, it's 8 minutes before 9.
And on the way, it's a cool 107 news break.
They'll do anything for laughs. The women of NBC Monday. But they've never done anything quite like this. Tonight, watch as they dare to go the full Monday.
Hi, Cool 107.
Hi, this is the toilet golf lady again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, she had a thing on about toilet golf that she said we talked about on the air.
It was last week, I think.
It wasn't us, though, I swear.
You swear it wasn't?
Did you do a thing on toilet golf? So you play golf while you're on the toilet?
No.
I had a toilet laughing about this.
Oh, God.
See, she hasn't heard of it either, and it was all news to me, so I think it was somebody else.
Oh. Accident,
you know, accidents happen, you know.
Especially when you're playing golf on the toilet.
So I don't know, maybe we shouldn't talk about it because somebody, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was you guys.
Do you have a Buckeye joke?
Wait, no.
Oh.
I'm a real big football fan.
Well, work on that joke for us, all right?
All right, I'll think about it.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool 107. It's right here. Yes, yes.
How are you doing? Good.
Yes.
That's okay.
And they're going AC. I knew it was going to happen. I can't believe this. Oh, you bet. You know, it's funny. I talked to the general manager last winter.
Thanksgiving savings cover everything from housewares to electronics to fashions for the whole family. And, of course, deals on toys. Snow toys, boys' toys, girls' toys, toys' toys. It's all part of the Meijer 12 Days of Thanksgiving celebration.
Get this. The sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Take it from a turkey. This 12-day sale is a holiday shopper's dream. Great selection, great prices. It'll save them time, save them money. Not to mention, it'll save our necks.
Yes, may I help you, young man?
Yeah, hi there. I'm here in the neighborhood going door to door asking who'd like to...
Because I want to hear more about this.
Hey, Carrie.
Oh, boy. I wonder who they're bringing in.
Buddy, are you there?
Yeah, Buddy's here.
Hey, listen, we're going to do no spot between news and sports.
Okay, hey, are you guys doing a 9:50?
No, we do nothing in the 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We got 20 in a row.
Wanted to double check.
Okay, thanks, hon. Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll call you when I get on.
Peter Verbena.
Whoa, aren't those viruses?
No, perennials.
So you're sticking with the Ameritech Yellow Pages just because it has lots of display ads with funny-sounding plants?
Mm-hmm.
You won't even give this other book a chance?
No, I don't think so.
Might grow on you. Get it? Nurseries grow on you.
That wasn't funny.
No.
No.
Don't get fooled by imitations. Make sure you have the genuine Ameritech Yellow Pages, the only book with the Ameritech logo on the cover and more of everything inside.
Ameritech. In a world of technology, people make the difference.
All right, 5 before 9 at Cool 107.
Hey, Erskine just walked in. I bet you've got a good Ohio State joke for us this morning. I knew he'd come up with one.
It's an old standby. Sorry for taking your mic here. How do you get to Columbus?
How do you get to Columbus? We don't know.
You drive south until you smell it.
Oh.
Then you drive east until you step in it.
Oh.
That's the only Ohio State joke I know.
You are brutal.
Now, of course, the Ohio State fans reverse that to
of course.
How do you get to Ann Arbor? It's the north and west.
Man, that is brutal. You're not kidding around there. Oh, yikes.
Thanks, Dean. All right, 4 minutes in front of 9 o'clock in the morning. Here's what's going on. Two hunters are hospitalized after accidental weekend shootings. In Cass County, Sheriff Joe Underwood says a 20-year-old man was mistaken for a deer. A Livingston County man could face charges stemming from the accidental shooting of one of his fellow hunters.
You got plastic surgery if you're mistaken for a deer. Yeah.
At least 14 people are dead following the weekend traffic accidents here in Michigan. In Van Buren County, you're not going to believe this. A 65-year-old Fenville woman died after a deer bounced off a truck and hit the vehicle she was riding in.
Just terrible.
I mean, talk about looking for a buck, you know. The world's most expensive cigar sells for $660. An undisclosed Asian buyer paid $16,400 for a box of 25 rare Cuban Trinidad cigars at a weekend auction in Geneva. Christie's Auction House says the $660 price tag per cigar is a new record. Neither the buyer nor the seller were revealed. The cigars are 7.5 inches long and come in their original cedar box. And finally this morning, a 17-year-old Australian boy has landed what is being called a $1 million deal for his computer program that lets you log on to the internet with a click of the button. Alex Hartman's program can be thought of as a remote control for cyberspace. Australia's national phone company bought the rights from the boy, though no specifics of the deal have been officially released. It's all in a day's work for the youngster. He has owned his own software company for the past 2 years and swaps email with Microsoft leader Bill Gates. And he's 17 years old. Unbelievable.
Hey, Bill Gates is under 40.
Well, that's true, too. You know, he and his colleagues there. A couple minutes away from 9 o'clock, let's head over to the sports desk. Here's Cool 107's Buddy Taylor.
Hey, thanks a lot. I think it was Bill Gates who bought those cigars, too, by the way.
He could afford them.
Maybe. Bobby Labonte won the season-ending Winston Cup Napa 500 for the second year in a row, while Jeff Gordon narrowly claimed his second season title in 3 years. Gordon finished in 17th place. The United States defeated El Salvador 4-2 in World Cup soccer qualifying, while Japan, Jamaica, and Chile all earn their way into the 32-team field in France next year. The Detroit Lions edged a victory over the Minnesota Vikings over the weekend, 38-15. The win stops Detroit's three-game losing streak and lifts their record to 5-6. The Detroit Wings, they kept their road trip 3-3. A tie in overtime last night, and Detroit's going to be at home Wednesday against the New York Islanders. The Pistons have a schedule break following Saturday's 96-89 overtime win over the New Jersey Nets, and the Pistons play on the road at Milwaukee tomorrow night. In college football, Michigan this Saturday against the Buckeyes at home. And you guys want a prediction?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I got one. I've made a bunch of phone calls, crunched the numbers. Michigan 21, Ohio State 19.
Ooh, close game.
That's it.
Oh, it's not going to be that close.
That's going to be it.
No.
Okay.
But it is going to be Michigan.
Well, it's going to be Michigan. 21-19.
No, I don't think so.
Too close.
I think it's going to be Michigan. All right, it's coming to me.
You got it?
Oh, wait.
Okay. You got the crystal ball?
34, Ohio State 3.
You think so?
34-3.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Whew. All right.
Well, one of you is really out in space here. I don't know which one, but.
Hey, thanks, buddy. All right, that's Cool 107 Sports Shirts. Let's head over to the phone lines now. 998-1071. Looking for your best Ohio State jokes as we head into the game this coming Saturday here in Ann Arbor. Legal to discriminate on such grounds. The proposed ordinance, which would include sexual orientation in its protection, will be discussed during a city council hearing today.
What do you think of that?
Well, it's a lot. It's become a huge.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's become a huge controversy in the
sure
city
has.
Of Ypsilanti. These print shop owners say they have the right not to do business with people they don't want to do business with.
Well, yeah, and I'm not gay bashing. I could care less, but I'm saying if they don't, if a business, I would think if they don't like blonde hair, they could say, "Sorry, we don't do business with blonde."
Yeah, but what if you walked into a
private business, since it's not government owned, shouldn't they have the right to do
what
that?
If you walked into a restaurant with that navel ring in and it was showing,
and they said
we don't want to do business with someone who has a navel ring.
Then they have the right to do that. It's their
what
business.
If they said
it's
they
a private business. If it's a government, if I go in the post office and they say, or a government agency, the city hall, and they say that, I say, oh, no, wait a minute here. Different story, right? But a private business, don't you as a private owner of your business have the right to refuse anything to anyone?
That's what the print shop owners are saying. But
it's not a good thing. It certainly isn't politically correct. It's not a humane thing. I think it's good for society, but.
Well, what's interesting is these folks say, just no matter what the new ordinance turns out to be, that they will continue to refuse to do business with gays and lesbians.
Oh, even if the law is passed.
That's right.
Okay.
In other news this morning, Steve, parents in Dover, Delaware are protesting against a mock wedding ceremony that paired two second graders of the same sex. A teacher says the ceremony was intended as a creative way to get youngsters to care for each other as friends.
I don't like this. You know, I don't know. That bothers me.
A woman,
don't get me started.
A woman who lost two cousins in the Oklahoma City bombing had to be dismissed as a prospective juror in the Unabomber trial. Who is the brilliant one there? She said she couldn't stand to be in the same room with suspect Ted Kaczynski. How? No, that's not right. Yeah. Is that right?
I don't know.
This is the Unabomber thing.
Well, yeah, that was Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, okay.
What?
It was had nothing to do with the Oklahoma City bombing.
No.
Yeah.
Not that we know. I don't think he was involved.
I think they got that story mixed up. New type of Rogaine that promises to grow 45% more hair than
Hello.
The older version has been approved. By
oh,
the,
come to Papa.
By the Food and Drug Administration. Rogaine Extra Strength for men will
extra
be
strength.
Sold without a prescription.
Industrial size.
And will be on grocery and drugstore shelves within 5 weeks. Yeah, you try that and
yeah.
you see what your navel ring looks like. The new product is intended only for men because it can cause unwanted facial hair when women use it.
Oh.
The new product will be priced similar to the older Rogaine.
Unless you're considering a job as the bearded lady at the fair, kind of a thing.
657, back with Buddy in the Cool 107 Sports Shorts on Cool 107. I'm going to go to Buddy right now. Are you ready for that?
I
hey,
think
I'm ready.
Buddy. There he is.
I'm soaking in it right now.
He's soaking in Rogaine.
That's right. Cool 107 Sports, I
you
am...
You chest hair going there, huh?
I need some.
All right.
I need a little bit of everything.
I'll lend you a little bit.
Will you?
Sure.
Thanks, Steve.
Sure, a little of that and a little super glue, and you're in biz.
Oh, man. You remember years ago you could buy those out of the back of magazines where you'd paste the... You know,
I don't
chest
those.
Hair right on the. No?
How did they look?
Excellent. I've still got a couple.
I was going to say, interesting, Buddy, that you remember them.
Well, you know, what can I tell you?
What's going on in sports?
Good morning, you two. This is Cool 107 Sports. I am Buddy Taylor, and the Detroit Pistons will be put to the test tonight when they travel to Milwaukee. They'll be trying to match their achievement in Saturday's 96-88 overtime win at home against the New Jersey Nets. Lindsey Hunter scored a career-high 35 points in that effort, and the Pistons did it without either Grant Hill or Joe Dumars. Hill was out with the flu, and Joe Dumars is on the injured list suffering from a separated shoulder. He will not be available tonight either. The Wings get another day off before playing two games at home. Detroit just finished a three-game road trip in which they won at Ottawa, lost at St. Louis, and tied at Chicago. They'll be taking on the New York Islanders tomorrow night and the Dallas Stars on Friday at the Joe. And the Michigan Wolverines are hitting the practice gridiron for this Saturday's game in Ann Arbor. Now, if they win this Saturday, see, I'm waiting for a rise out of you there, Lucy. When they win this Saturday, they will be unbeaten. They'll have an 11-0 record and sole possession of the Big Ten title. In college basketball last night, it was Michigan State 82, East Tennessee 59. And in Monday Night Football, Dolphins net a 30-13 victory against the Bills. And that is Cool 107 Sports.
All right.
Thank you, Buddy.
Thank
By
you.
By the way, 34-3 is going to be the final of that Michigan-Ohio State game.
What was it?
34-3.
34-3?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'll let them get a field goal.
Smoke.
Didn't it change from yesterday?
I think it did.
No, that was yesterday's.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Seems like you've upped it a little bit.
I think you have.
Yeah.
I'm looking at yesterday's numbers here.
I'm feeling more confident, bud.
All righty.
Buddy Taylor with Cool 107 Sports Shorts. It's 18
Last
above.
Night, as I-